In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Behold, your King is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey. Today is Palm Sunday, of course, when we celebrate Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, where he was greeted with joyful shouts of Hosanna, and palms and clothes were laid before him like a red carpet. This joyful greeting, though, would not last very long, as we know from the final events of this coming week, Holy Week. But on this day, Palm Sunday, Jesus and his apostles received a royal reception, and it must have felt really good to them that all their work on all those sleepless nights, traveling and teaching and healing so many in need, finally paid off. After all, who doesn't want appreciation for the work they do? In fact, I would guess that most all of us fantasize regularly about receiving such a royal reception at work, at home, at church, because we're all so hungry for praise and gratitude and recognition. And we're so often discouraged when we don't get what we're looking for. If you're like me, you said to yourself, if only people knew my contribution at work, they would tell me how indispensable I was, and they would pay me accordingly. You do pay me accordingly. God bless you. They say to themselves, if my family understood how hard I work, they would greet me after a long day with appreciation and care. We say to ourselves sometimes at church, if only this church saw all that I had done for it, people would treat me with due deference and respect, maybe like they did Jesus. Well, Jesus, as you know, it turns out, did not get hung up on praise. He saw right through the adulation of Palm Sunday, and he willingly submitted himself to bear the cross of Holy Week. And we will follow him through this Holy Week. And we will learn a profound lesson from his example that time and again, he reminds us that our hunger for recognition and praise is so often the devil whispering in our ears, a distraction from our truest self, from our truest call, from our Father in heaven. And when the devil does whisper in our ear, and our egos get caught up in self, fancy, and ambitions, we can come back down to earth by asking ourselves a simple question that a certain pastor asked his church in his Palm Sunday sermon, namely, what if the donkey on which Jesus was riding had thought that all that cheering was for him? What if that small animal had believed that the hosannas and the branches were in his honor? And behind the humor of this is a challenging question every Christian can and should regularly ask ourselves at work, at home, in church. Maybe I'm not deserving of special applause at work. After all, I'm part of a much greater team. They deserve the applause. Maybe I'm not deserving of special applause at home. After all, my spouse works just as hard as me. Maybe I'm not deserving of special praise in church, because many have worked as hard as me, and nothing I've done amounts to anything without God's blessing. This minister then pointed at himself and said, I'm a donkey. The longer I'm here, the more you'll come to realize this. I'm only a Christ bearer and not the object of praise. I think I'll regret this, but Yeriskinana, I'm a donkey. I'm your donkey. But you're also my donkey. She's not here, that's why I said it. And I don't know about you, but I'm very comfortable with the phrase, you're a donkey, but not at all used to saying, I'm a donkey. Yet this is our Christian calling, to see other people and ourselves as always carrying something that's much greater than we. This is at once humbling, but it's also very liberating and powerful. Because after working so hard and carrying such heavy burdens at work, at home, at church even, it's truly hard to humble ourselves to remember that it's not about you and I, that the recognition, the applause, the praise is not for us, it is for the treasure we're carrying. Be that the good of the team, the health of the family, the sanctity of God's church. This is humbling, but it's also uplifting and liberating. First, because if we learn that the praise is not all for us, then that means that the criticism isn't either. But more importantly, if we truly believe that we are a part of something greater, we will live with less worry and more joy because we've learned to work hard and then surrender the results to God. And that's a key attitude of a life well lived, since so much of what is important in life is impossible for us alone, but is possible with God, or to be more precise, is possible under God. So on this Palm Sunday, let us remember who we are in relation to God. We are like donkeys who are bearing the Son of God, bringing him into the places at work, at home, and at church where Jesus can transform us and all who see him into humble servants who show great, great love. And my prayer on this Palm Sunday, through Holy Week and throughout this year, is that we always remember how small we are compared to the great treasures that we carry, and that instead of demanding that people see what we're doing, we help them see Jesus Christ, the King. That rather than seeking credit for our good works, we give credit instead to each other and then give all due glory to God. For this is the great treasure we were made to bear now and always and unto the ages of ages. Amen.